Tonight we'd like to turn to the 63rd Psalm and also Isaiah chapter 26. Psalm 63 and Isaiah chapter 26. We'll read verse 1 in Psalm 63, Psalm of David. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Isaiah 26, we'll read verse 9. With my soul have I desired Thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek Thee early. For when Thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This morning we saw the connection between delight and desire. We desire what we delight in. The greater the delight, the greater the desire. We read this morning Psalm 37 and verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord. And again, delight determines desire. And this delight in the Lord shapes desire for the Lord. And oh, how we need a delight in the Lord. A delight that makes God the excitement of our life, that makes God the interest and the joy of our life. A delight that causes us to be attracted to God and to prefer God above all else. So it is a delight that wants God. Just simply wants the Lord. Wants more and more and more of the Lord in our life. It is a delight that desires the will of God, the rule of God, the control of God, the honor and the glory of the Lord, a delight that desires to obey God, desires to worship Him and to praise Him, a delight that desires to be fully identified with the Lord and fully surrendered to God. Again, we desire what we delight in. Delight determines desire. In our text verses tonight, we see that there is a connection between a desire for the Lord and a pursuit of the Lord. Notice in Psalm 63 and verse 1, my soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee. That's desire. That is an expression of desire. Then notice, early will I seek Thee. There's desire, there is pursuit. A desire for God, a pursuit after God. Then notice over in Isaiah 26 verse 9, our text there. With my soul have I desired Thee in the night. So there's desire. Then notice, yea. That's an adverb that's used to emphasize. Yea. With my spirit within me will I seek thee early. So there's pursuit. Delight, desire, pursuit. They are all interlinked. Delight in God, desire for God, pursuit of God. Desire for God springs from delight in God. And pursuit of God springs from both delight and desire. So we see delight in God is foundational. And this delight, it leads to desire. Desire leads to pursuit. So this delight in God is not passive. It's not in any way detached or unresponsive. It always leads to a desire for God. And that desire for God in turn leads to a pursuit of God. So if one is not pursuing God, it's because of a lack of desire. And if there is a lack of desire, it is because there is a lack of delight. It all gets back to delight thyself in the Lord. So we see these three things: delight, desire, pursuit. We see all three are mentioned in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. We must be careful that nothing dampens our delight in the Lord. Because when delight is dampened, desire is dampened. And when desire is dampened, pursuit is lessened. They all, again, work together. So this morning, we preached on delight and desire of the soul. Tonight, we want to speak on delight, desire, and pursuit of the soul, with the emphasis, of course, being on pursuit. First of all, what does it mean to pursue? What does it mean? Well, to pursue is to follow. To pursue is to strive for. It is to work toward. It is to aim at, to aspire to. We are to pursue God. In both of our text verses, Psalm 63:1, Isaiah 26, verse 9, we read those words, I seek. I seek. Seek is something we do. It's a verb. It's an activity. It is to be the activity of our life. I seek thee, is what both verses say. I seek. It conveys the idea of, again, following after, striving for God, working toward God, aiming at God, aspiring to God. But it also conveys the idea of persistence and perseverance. Anytime we pursue God, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be difficulties. Our flesh gets in the way. People get in the way. Just about anything can get in the way of a pursuit toward God. But if that desire is strong enough, it causes us, that is, if that delight is strong enough, it causes us to persevere. causes us to be persistent in seeking the Lord. It is an act of continuance. We are not to just seek the Lord occasionally. It is to be our life. Because no matter how close to God we are, we can be closer. So it's to be a constant pursuit of the Lord. And when our pursuit begins to lessen, it is because delight is dying, and that is because, or desire is dying, and that is because delight is dying. So in pursuing God, there is a realization of a need. There is a realization, I need God. I need the Lord. And we pursue. And nothing should get in the way of our pursuit of God. Notice in both verses, the pursuit is personal. I seek thee. I seek thee. We can collectively seek God, of course. But we cannot collectively seek God until we individually seek God. So this is personal. Every pursuit must have an object. In both verses, Psalm 63 verse 1, Isaiah 26 verse 9, it is, I seek thee. I seek thee. God is the object of the pursuit. The object, again, is not merely what God gives, but it's God Himself. We all desire what God gives. People get in trouble, they get in a bind, they get in a mess. And they want what God gives. They want that peace that God gives. But this is something more than that. This is wanting God. Wanting God. Not just what God gives. Does it not offend us if somebody only wants to be around us to get? To get whatever it is we offer. Oh, that just goes against all of us. It's offensive. Think about God. When people, the only thing they seek is what they can get from Him, rather than seeking Him. I seek thee. There's an attraction there for God, which gets back to that delight in the Lord. I seek thee. That shows that there's a preference for God, which gets back to that delight. It shows that there's an inclination toward God, a movement toward God. So once again, personal examination is needed. What is the overall direction of my life? I realize all of us can get sidetracked. We get sidetracked every day. The question is not, do you ever get sidetracked? We already know the answer. The question is, what is my overall direction in life? What is it that I am running after? What is it that I'm working toward? What is the aspiration of my life? Again, Psalm 63:1, Isaiah 26:9. I seek thee. That needs to be the object of our pursuit. If we're not careful, the world will convince us that we're to seek all a variety of things. But this needs to always be our pursuit. I seek thee. that will enable us to avoid a lot of problems. We all have problems, and we always will. But people bring a lot of problems in their lives because they seek the wrong things. They only seek the wrong things, they actually obtain the wrong things. So it's very important that we keep this delight in the Lord strong, that it gets stronger every day. Because as our delight in the God gets stronger, our desire for God gets stronger. And as the desire gets stronger, the pursuit becomes more and more intense. Notice the nature of the pursuit. It is a priority. In both places, Psalm 63 and verse 1, we read early will I seek thee. And in Isaiah 26 and verse 9, I seek thee early. The word early speaks of the priority of the pursuit. If delight in the Lord is a delight above all other delights, then the desire for the Lord will be above all other desires, and the pursuit will be above all other pursuits. It'll be a top priority. So we see the nature of the pursuit is it's one of priority. Also, we see the degree of the pursuit. Psalm 63 and 8, he said, my soul followeth hard after thee. Hard after thee. Conveys the idea of diligence. If desire is strong enough, we don't have any problem with diligence. So it conveys the idea of diligence. It conveys the idea of energy. That which is earnest, that which is fervent, zealous. My soul followeth hard after thee. Psalm 42, 1 verse that we referred to this morning. We have the picture of a thirsty deer. And that deer is running after the water brooks. And the psalmist declared there in Psalm 42 and 1, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Just as that deer sought and worked its way toward the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Just as the aspiration of that deer was the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That deer, in its thirst, had a mind for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You see, this pursuit of God shouldn't just be a part of our life. It should be our life. That should be our life. A pursuit after God doesn't mean that nothing else is going on. What it simply means is whatever else is going on, we're going to pursue God. Why? Because we delight in Him. Therefore, we have a desire for Him. That thirsty deer, panting after the water brooks, has enough sense to realize the insufficiency of all other places. It knows where it can find what it needs. This pursuit of God must realize the insufficiency of other things. And that will keep us from pursuing the wind, pursuing vanity. Just as that deer was not going to allow anything to come between himself and the water brooks, the psalmist says, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That deer is earnest. That deer is fervent. That deer is zealous. The deer is eager. That deer has a passion for the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. We also see the degree of this pursuit there in Philippians 3. In verse 12, Paul said, I follow after. Drawing us the picture of extending ourselves with every fiber of our being, pursuing God. Pursuing God with every fiber of our being. When is it that we do that? What is it that causes us to do that? Delight in the Lord. He just keeps coming back to this delight in the Lord. He also says there in Philippians 3 and verse 13, reaching forth, intense endeavor, reaching forth for God. How often do we reach forth for God? It ought to be our life. Reaching forth for the Lord. He says in verse 14 of chapter 3, I press toward, conveying the idea of pushing forward, implying that there are difficulties. I push forward. Too many of God's people are so easily diverted. They give up so easily. They tire so easily. They don't do that in other things. But when it comes to pursuing God, they get exhausted and they quit. And again, it goes back to a lack of delight in the Lord. As soon as you feel yourself getting tired, as soon as you feel yourself thinking, what's the use? You need to pray that God would increase your delight in the Lord. Because that'll increase your desire, which will push you forward in your pursuit. We do this so many times. It happens over and over and over again. Doesn't much matter what area of Christianity we're talking about. People work on the wrong things. I need to pursue God. I understand that, so I'm going to work on pursuing God. Well, that doesn't work. Because what you need to do is delight in God. That's what you need to work on. And the devil delights when he sees God's people working at the wrong thing. And it happens, again, almost every single area. That's what happens. They never get to the root of the problem. Whether it be out of sheer ignorance, or more than likely, they don't want to get to the root of the problem. It's much easier to deal with the symptom than it is to deal with the root of the problem. So there's this delight, desire, pursuit. Now notice the basis of the psalmist's pursuit in Psalm 63 and verse 1. O God, Thou art my God. O God, Thou art my God. That's something more than a declaration of the existence of God. This is the realization, this is the assurance, this is the conviction. He's my God. He's my God. O God, Thou art my God. The realization of that truth ought to increase delight in the Lord. That He would allow us to have Him as our God. That ought to cause us to delight in Him. And the more we realize that He is our God, the more desire we have for Him. And therefore, the stronger the pursuit, the more energetic the pursuit. So our life is to be in pursuit of God. We all have different callings, different responsibilities. We're at different places in our lives. But what ought to be true of every one of us is that our life is in pursuit of God. That we pursue the Lord. We may disagree on some things, but even in all of our disagreements, this ought to be our life. I'm going to pursue the Lord. In every season, in every circumstance, in every occurrence, God is to be our delight, our desire, and our pursuit. There may be heavy burdens. There may be intense pressure. We are to delight in, desire, and pursue God. Whatever the burden is, however grievous the burden may be, however heavy the burden may be, delight in the Lord, desire the Lord, pursue the Lord. There may be insurmountable problems, innumerable difficulties, innumerable trials and tribulations. Delight in God, desire and pursue the Lord. There may be a huge cloud.